Bachelet, Miss Sugar et Morten. Ritten chitarriste che avrebbe Druk Martin, Martin van Druren. Govorek questo stegore scoro po povod novi album nas fix se gatoev v našito studio. Hey Martin, hello, how are you, man?
I'm very fine. Just arrived in Bulgaria, first time in my life, and I'm here and yeah. I'm already enjoying myself.
То е за първи път в България, чувства се very колебно, ще си изкара без страхотно. I don't know if you're into football, I'm not personally, but Bulgaria, I heard, had beaten Holland for the first time ever, probably in the history, or the second time, like 10 days ago. Did you watch that? Or you're not into football?
I'm into football, but I couldn't watch because, you know, we were on the show and there was nowhere televisions. So, mm-hmm. But I'm very surprised to hear it, and thanks a lot for you know...
2-1.
For
it was in the Amsterdam Arena.
Damn, they've beaten us at home. Well, yeah. It means that we played like crap, so we're probably not going to win the European title then.
I'm going to ask you about the European title later, about the tulips and everything, but please let me do this part in Bulgarian. Mm-hmm. Martin, не знаеше, че са загубили от България един матч, който да си спомним кога се игра. Той казва, ужасно, значи може би няма да спечерим европейското първенство. So, you're on tour now, on the road.
It's only for these 2 days. You know, yesterday we played in the Fort Rock, but also Meshuggah and Slayer were also there. Mm-hmm. And today I think we were all together on the same plane, which was really funny and also very like honorful to just stand on the airport and you wait together with Slayer to get your guitars. You know, something special.
Всъщност не сме точно на турне, просто от няколко концерта вчера свирихме заедно с Slayer и с Meshuggah, дори дойдохме в един фестивал в Холандия и дойдохме в един и същи самолет и с двете групи тук в България. Забавно е да си чакаш заедно с Slayer китарите. Do you know actually that Kerry King's birthday is today?
No way.
Oh yeah. You know that Tom Araya's birthday is on the 6th, of course, so the 6th is the International Slayer Day, but Kerry King's birthday today is today.
Bloody hell, we didn't even congratulate him.
Well, you'll see him later on. He should be here.
The Slayer guys are a bit, Tom and Dave are really nice guys. Kerry is a bit more distant than the others, but it's okay, you know. Yeah, he's just like
Днес е рождения ден на Кери. Той каза, Мартин от Asfix каза, ако знаех, щяхме да го привезем. Аз казвам, добре, те ще дойдат малко. Бе, той е малко по-дистанциран някакси, защото Том Арая и Дейв Ломбардо, естествено, са доста по-горещи, по-топли и изи. Album is fucking amazing, man. I've been always thinking of what is making this sound so thick and crazy. It's not just about your voice, of course, but please tell me, what is the secret? The sound guy or the producer or the mixer, it's like a wall of sound. And it's been said for so many bands, but Asfix, it's like, if you ask me, and I've been into this and listening, for years, it's the thickest sound I've ever heard. Even louder than Benediction and Bull Thrower.
Damn, that's a big compliment. Thank you very much.
It's not a compliment. It's what I feel with my ears.
Okay, but I mean, I still consider that as a compliment if someone tells me that.
So, but do you have the answer?
I think, well, if there is an answer also, I mean, is it an answer at all to that kind of, to the question, is that, you know, first of all, I think it's also first because we really work as a very close unit in the band, and everybody has his share when it comes to the final product of saying. But, for Asfix, the most important thing are, of course, always the guitars, and they have always been. So it's first, it's the way that Paul sets up his own sound, and it's very special. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing. And maybe also because the recording techniques that we used for the studio, they were different. Paul could record his guitars at home. And me and Bob did our share at Harry's, at the Harrow studio, where we also did the Rack and Last One on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different location because the old studio burned down.
Really?
And then
why? You fell asleep with a cigar?
Yeah, maybe I felt, no, it just was some stupid idiot that forgot a cigarette or something, so the whole place burned down. But it was not me with the cigarette, by the way. But and then in the end, it's then and the communication that we have with him, and that's the only explanation that I can give. And also the fact that we worked really relaxed and really laid back on the album. There was no pressure, or you know, we just did what we just wanted to do, really.
Всъщност не знам дали сте чули, но звука, който Asfix произвеждат, е нещо изключително брутално, невероятно здраво, силно и което трудно може да бъде сравнено с нещо друго. Защото дори Benediction и Bolt Thrower не правят такъв саунд. Каква е причината? Продуцента ли? Мартин Ван Дрюнен каза, че че причината в това, че те са много близка, приятелска банда, много са си близки един с друг, и Пол много добре си работи китарите на начина, по който ги записва, и вероятно оттам тръгват нещата. So obviously you have made this album it's been released, and I did ask you while we were doing the interview on the telephone about these 2 years that you spent with Bolt Thrower, so I'm not going to ask you the same question again. It's on the internet anyway. But the thing is, what's next for you? Do you have a new record coming up, or new ideas coming up?
Yes, we already have. I mean, I had already I had a great experience last week, but I unfortunately will not and cannot tell, because I keep that idea to myself, but
of course,
really liked it. And Paul already came up with some really killer riffs, and first, we were a little bit afraid that Death Hammer will be very hard to top. Well, it will be, of course.
Very hard to what?
To top, to okay. know, to be even better than that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe even, you know, reach the same. But the riffs that I already heard from him were just really good already. So, it's again, it's going to be very heavy. But it's just the beginning, you know?
Mm-hmm. There's and next to that... Go ahead.
And next to that... Hilla Bullets are starting writing their first stuff. And then there's a project that we have with former Asterix guitar player Eric Daniels called the Grand Supreme Blood Chord.
Mm-hmm.
And all the songs are done, and everybody's just waiting for me for the lyrics. And then we're going to record another album with that.
Имаме идеи за нов албум, наистина страхотни рифове има Пол, освен това с традичния ни проект с бившия китарист на Asphyx, но всъщност няма да ви казвам какво точно ще се случи. I have one thing for you. More to ask you to do, because this is what we started doing yesterday. We have this little ukulele. It's not ukulele, but a little guitar that is my 7 years old son, and we asked the guys to show us what is the first thing that they learned when they were kids to play on the guitar. So,
I'm not really a guitar player. I used to play bass, and I play left-handed.
Whatever. I mean, he's a lefty. Morten is a left-handed as well. He was doing Princess of the Night of Saxon.
I think
Jeff Waters is showing some Pete Townshend style smash the guitar on the ground, but the poor kid.
All right.
If you don't like doing it, then do me another thing then.
I can do it, but it sounds first really horrible, and next, I know
that's
what
good.
I'm doing.
Okay, well, don't do it then, but then do us the hardest growl that this Shure SM58 can handle, because you've been famous for being the toughest death metal vocalist on earth.
Well, I'm still drinking myself a little bit warm.
That's good.
You know, so I'm not 100% top, and I come straight out of the plane. So
the limiter will kill you anyway.
You just want like a really tough growl right now, like really.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I hope this fucker can take it.
I'm gonna take my headphones off.
Take that one off. There you go. That
right.
was a shitload of volume.
That's fantastic. We can put the maximizers of sound force after. And final request, could you please do us a station ID radio score, Tangra Mega Rock?
Tangra Mega Rock?
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. Hello, everybody. This is Martin from Asterix. I'm on the Loud Radio 2012 Festival, and you're listening to Tangra Mega Rock!
Fantastic.
You're welcome.
Ik ben mooi. Martin van Drieuren uit Asphyx. Thank you, man.